Hey Lisa.
Yes, David.
Oh no, I broke the window again.
Dad's going to be pissed.
Welcome to Scriptical. As I said, I am David and this is Lisa.
That's me.
And we are going to do the 1998 cult comedy SNL pilot, whatever they call it, SNL thing.
Sketch.
Sketch made into a massive movie.
Yep.
It's called A Knife at the Roxbury. So, I mean, what is love?
I don't know.
I mean, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more.
No more. Okay.
This movie changed that song for me, by the way.
I like the part in the movie where he says, I love this song. He goes, actually, yeah, I'm getting pretty sick of it.
Sick of it.
In that part of the movie, it plays so many times.
It's constant.
It just doesn't stop.
I don't blame him.
Oh, okay. So, the budget of this movie... Are you okay? You have a
river rest? We do this first.
We'll do budget and box office first.
Okay, all right.
The budget of this movie is $17 million.
I feel like this was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an SNL skit. It's got Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan, Richard Grieco.
Richard Grieco, yes.
And just for the fact that
It even mentions the Mighty Ducks man, I swear to God.
Just the mention of Emilio. I reckon they got like a million every time they mentioned Emilio's name.
That's a lot.
So if it's $17 million budget, I'm gonna say it made $84 million.
Ooh, that's way over the top.
Oh,
it
really?
Did make money. It made $30.3 million.
Oh, okay. So but almost 80, double.
$80 million. Wow.
I don't know.
That's a huge booby. That's a huge movie, I'd like to say.
Stop looking at my cleavage.
Sorry about that. What's up? What's up? I gotta take time, you know. I can't just keep saying it every time.
No, you gotta count.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
There you go. Snap.
Okay, so would you like the staff of the movie first?
Please, can I see the staff?
Okay.
Even though I've just said three of them.
Yeah, Chris Kattan.
Yes.
Will Ferrell.
Richard Grieco. That's all you need.
No. I'm not gonna. All right, say Richard Grieco. So you've got Chris Kattan, Will Ferrell, Richard Grieco.
Thank you for saying it twice. Jesus Christ.
You've got Vivica Paulin.
Yep.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yep.
You've got...
Laurie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie.
Dan Hedaya.
Yep.
Meredith Scott Lynn.
Yep.
Molly Shannon.
Yeah, of course.
Lachlan Munro. Colin Quinn.
You must have fucked that lamp.
Gigi Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Eliza Donovan. And Eva Mendes in her first ever movie.
Oh really? Was that her first role?
Yeah, this is her first ever movie.
This is what changed it all. Started it all
it for started all for Eva Mendes. Oh, and then it finished like a year later. When
Eva.
People realized she looked like everyone else.
Oh, chung chung.
So there is a couple of bits of trivia in this one.
Okay.
Apparently, and this is one shocked me. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Will Ferrell did not speak to Chris Kattan for some time after this movie due to the fact that Chris Kattan and one of the producers, I think her name's Amy Heckling, they were having an on-set romance and Will Ferrell wasn't happy about it.
Right.
And they have never worked on a movie together since. Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell basically are not friends anymore.
Because he had a relationship with the producer.
Yeah, and I don't know whether that was because...
Did he have an interest in her?
I don't know.
It sounds like he cut his grass.
It just says, yeah, that he wasn't happy about it.
Right.
Jim Carrey contributed to the script of this movie.
Oh, really?
But he's uncredited with that.
Right.
So I wonder if he wrote the line, hey, Jim Carrey, you pet detective son of a bitch.
Smoking, baby.
And
that was the only line in that
story. Yes. That's the only line he wrote, but yeah, that's fine.
Mm.
And I mentioned an actress there, Vivica Paulin, right? Yeah. She plays Porsche Girl number 2.
Right.
The reason I mention her is that Will Ferrell married Vivica.
Right.
Like not long after this.
Right. So they were already dating.
I'm not sure if they were dating, but he married her. I think he met her like well before this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's his wife now.
Wow.
So he was in the movie with his wife.
Interesting. She's the girl in the Porsche when they crash?
I don't think she's the girl in the Porsche when they crash. She might, but I don't think she is. No, I think there's two girls in a Porsche, and I think she's one of them. I don't think it's... maybe it is her. I don't know. But anyway, she's in the movie.
Yeah.
I tried to figure it out because it says Porsche girl number 1 and Porsche girl number 2.
Do they pull up next to two girls in a Porsche?
I think that's what it is.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know if the first girl that Richard Grieco was in the Porsche with.
No, no, that's called that actress, her credit is Grieco's Lady. Oh,
okay, that's right, Grieco's Lady.
Grieco's Lady is her credit, so that's what she gets called. So
they must pull up to next to two girls or something.
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember that part. So let's get on with the podcast. I'm going to continue to do that now because it is ridiculous, and I'm not going to let you forget the fact that you did that the one time.
Outstanding, and I'll never say you anything bad about it.
Let's go on the podcast.
It makes me laugh every time because it's just damn funny.
All right, so I said, what if they knew what consent was? So we start off and we meet the Batabi brothers.
We start off in the car, don't we?
No, they're at the club.
They're at the club. That's right. Then they get in the car to go somewhere.
They're at the billboard first.
That's right, yeah.
And then they go to the mud room or the mud something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they try to go to the Roxbury.
Yeah.
But they get there at like 1:30 in the morning or something, and then they get in.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the first two bits they go, when they're at the billboard and with the other one, basically they just like, they get kicked out of the billboard.
Yeah.
Because they're just harassing
these
women.
They're being aggressive with the women.
Yeah. And then the mud one, I think they just leave because it's not good.
They just strike out, yeah.
They strike out badly.
It almost looks like a biker bar.
It very looks like a biker bar.
It's borderline the Blue Oyster Bar.
So I'm like, you know, what if they knew what consent was? What if they're actually not? Because I watch this now, and I know we're watching this through the lens of 2024 and not 1998.
No, but even back in 1998.
But they're real assholes.
Yeah, they really are.
They really are predators. Yeah. Like, I don't actually know if I like them very much throughout all this movie.
No,
so,
they don't.
And then I've got, what if, and then I wrote, what if it was Charlie Sheen and not Emilio Estevez? The Hot Shots guy, swear to God.
The Hot Shots guy, swear to God. The network guy, swear to God.
He just tipped his cocaine.
Like that.
Like this. And who do you think that guy with the cocaine up his nose was?
The Wall Street guy, swear to God.
Swear to God. What if it was Martin Sheen that they saw? The West Wing guy, I swear to God.
Well, it wouldn't have been West Wing back then, but yes, way before their time.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I was glad we went after that.
That's right.
Have you got anything for the first bit of clubbing?
Only for the car ride.
Yep.
So mine's in the car, so have you got something for a club? Mine's when they're in the car.
Yeah, go. Yeah. I've got, my next one is, what if they don't get into their own club?
Don't get into their own club?
Yeah, they talk about in the car, they talk about how they're going to open their own club.
Yes.
And they goes, yeah, we like it, because we'll actually get in. And I went, what if they didn't get into their own club?
Yeah, well, they could not have at the very end. Spoiler, they may not have.
Mm.
Yeah.
So my next one is when they're in the line at the Roxbury. So I haven't got the part where they try and...
Well, the car happens before this bit.
Yeah, keep going.
So they're traveling and a great beat comes on. So they start doing.
Yep, they do the head.
And I said, what if Lisa and David could nod in the same direction?
I was doing the correct direction this time.
Yeah, you're doing the correct direction to the movie. I can't do that direction.
I got it. I actually got it this time.
I go in the opposite direction to
everybody. Yeah, because you know why? Because we're from the Southern Hemisphere.
I thought it was because I was left-handed.
Oh, that could be that too, yeah.
I apologize for the yawning people. I'm sorry, today just wrecked me. Anyway,
I like how you read your joke and then laugh and then start to talk about it.
I think that the car ride must have started the thing.
Yeah,
it
go.
Must be the start.
All right,
because I got them the one at the club before they get thrown out. I said, what if a brother could dance and not just seize fuck?
Oh, geez, they're seizing like crazy.
I know, and they're thrusting. It's very inappropriate and very not cool.
The one where they get the girl between them, they bounce them
and
back.
And they bounce
back
her off like a fucking it's like that pong.
It is like pong.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think they would pong, wouldn't
she
they?
And she runs off screaming. I don't blame her. It's very traumatic.
Awful.
And then they are in the car again, traveling to the next club. And I said, what if their car dance moves got them killed?
They're doing a little vogue. Yeah,
looking at each other.
Yeah,
and then they almost drive into oncoming traffic.
That's when he gets the speeding ticket.
Yeah, he gets pulled over by Stifler's mom.
Yep.
And then I said, "What if the cop fucked him on a pool table?"
Well, like Rick Darris. Yes.
Or shit break.
Yeah, I know, but it's
no,
like,
I know that.
I
said
cross
or
cross promoting.
I'm aware of what you're doing. You need to be aware of what I'm doing.
I'm aware.
Sometimes I just don't. you get the jokes?
Well, because you know you the funny thing
like
is,
our 11-year-old does and says it. You say
funny
it
thing
over
is, Stifler's mum and the girl who fucked Rick Darius on a pool table kind of look similar and have similar weird voices.
Could be related. She does a normal voice in this movie, which I love.
Yes, it's actually interesting.
I don't know if she's putting it on because she seems to talk with her normal Stifler's mum voice.
I think she's just known. I think she's just known for it now.
I know.
But she does an Invest in Show. She talks
she does
about Invest
in
Show.
Everything.
Yeah, maybe she just put on a voice for this movie.
I don't know why she does it. It doesn't seem to suit her.
It's weird. I know.
You gotta turn your head like this. But she doesn't look strange. It's the two broke hoes show.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's worse in that show because it's like she's putting it on more.
I'm in the White Lotus, and I don't know what I'm doing.
I feel like she puts it on.
Something tells me to stay, so I'm going to stay.
Oh, it's so great to my ear nubs. Please don't do that anymore. That's really bad.
Yeah, she has a great voice in this.
It's actually a normal voice.
Yeah.
You can feel a bit of a tinge of it, but it feels much more like a straight down the line voice.
They get their fine.
Yep.
And he says, you know, you got another date with her at municipal court.
Yep.
And they start high-fiving, and then he goes for a third high-five and smacks him in the face.
Yes.
And I said, what if there was a point to a third high-five?
What's the point of that?
Yeah, what's the point of that? For extra celebrations. Gosh.
Oh, my God. It felt like the character from Old School met Corky Romano.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's pretty much what it is.
The early days.
It's then, very much what they're both very much playing the one character.
Then they try to get into the Roxbury.
Yes, okay, sorry.
They go straight to the bouncer.
Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan.
Straight to get in. So what if the bouncer had Agent 11 helping him out? You're not getting in the club.
What if
he just turns to Agent 11 and just bites their balls off?
What if he turned to him and said, no, cut around the meat? Now I'm just referencing things he says in movies.
I'm not hurting too. He must be feeling what I'm feeling.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Steve just, like, stabs himself in the leg. And then he's like, no. You can't pull it out.
He's cutting it out. Put two knives in. Push it out.
Yeah, put one in and put the other one in.
They try to pay it. They don't try to pay at this point.
No, they try to pay it another time.
Well, I could imagine if they tried to pay and get in, he would have went, don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you dare try to bribe me to get in. No, he needs to know
don't
what's
you put
going
that,
on.
Don't you put that evil on me.
He needs to know what's going on.
He needs to know what's what. So, and now he doesn't bribe him, but he tells them the back of the line, right? They're not on the list. Actually, he firstly asks if they're brothers, and they go, no.
Yes. Oh, God.
So I'm assuming that is like the joke from the show.
Maybe.
From SNL. Yeah. But, yeah, and they go to the line and then they start telling their Emilio story, right?
Yeah.
And I find it very interesting because every time they tell it's a different person next to them. So they seem like they're getting rid of people from the line. Mm-hmm. And I went, what if they just keep telling their Emilio story for long enough, they'll make it to the front of the line because everyone else will leave.
Yeah, what if they were aimed to tell the people in front of them rather than the people behind them?
Yeah, so they keep telling the people in front and they get annoyed with them, they walk away, they just keep moving forward. Yeah. They might be able to use the Emilio story to get in.
Yes. I love how the people behind them change so drastically.
Yeah, how does that happen?
They either walk off.
Maybe they realise they're behind these guys and there's probably no chance of getting in,
yeah,
so they just
leave.
Yeah, so
they walk off. Or they try to join the end of the line. I'd rather be at the end of the line than near these two.
Yeah, true.
Which is also very possible. Okay, yes. And then my next one is until the next morning with getting yelled at by his dad. We see Mr. Butabi.
Yeah, look, I've got one here. But, oh, okay, yeah, next morning. I'm right. I've got it now.
Okay. The dad makes him, he says that he needs to come to the store at whatever time.
Yeah, he says half an hour.
Yeah, half an hour.
Yeah.
And, and your brother too. And I said, what if his dancing monkey brother wouldn't go?
No, he has to go. Like, the thing is, they end up having to do it. Because
Steve Catan kind of does look like a dancing monkey brother.
Chris Catan?
Yeah.
You called him Steve Catan.
Did I say Steve?
Yeah, called him Steve.
In my brain, I heard Chris. Chris Catan.
Only because you called him Steve, because that's his brother's character, which is quite weird.
Yes, I know, Steve, yeah.
But, he's... RK tells him to come, and then you think, all right, we turned up, and then he goes, oh, here you are, like, 2 hours after.
Yeah, 2 hours later.
So it took them so damn long to get there.
Yep, yep.
Because they were doing the walk. Was that when they were doing the walk?
They do the walk to get to the shop.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Lisa just only didn't get the nose flick / cocaine references?
Yeah, I never knew what that was, and now I'm pretty sure it's cocaine references.
Yes, they keep doing this flick thing in their nose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a cocaine reference.
That's what I assumed, but it was very strange because it's not even, I wouldn't even call that a cocaine reference, but anyway.
I don't know. It may, but they do the dance like that too. Maybe it's just a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
They think it's cool.
When
I don't know.
When they trim their hairs in their nose, they also do the same thing.
Yeah.
So God knows what that is.
I don't know, but it feels like it's supposed to be a cocaine
reference. So, yeah, I get that too. I said, what if they were more like the Step Brothers than the Putabi Brothers?
Oh, God.
We should make a fort.
Oh, inside Jesus
the,
Christ.
They go to the flower store and they make a fort and everything collapses.
Just that, oh my God, I could so imagine that.
I know, right? They're that dumb. Like, it's funny, they take turns at who's the stupidest.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Steve's the stupidest. Steve's dumb.
He isn't.
Gets in his own way, but he's not, I wouldn't think he's, I mean, he's not smart, but he's smarter than Steve. Steve's the dopey idiot.
It's very marginal, and they seem to, some have better skills than the others.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. Okay.
So, he starts talking about the Emily, the girl next door, the girl from the store next door.
Yes, the lamp store.
Yeah, the lamp store. And I said, what if their stores actually do go together?
Yes.
Like the.
You mean lamps and fake flowers don't go together?
No, not very well. No. What
they
if they're
decorations?
Yeah. What if they were two different things that kind of like go together? Like one of them did lounges and one did chairs.
What if one was a sex shop and one was a fruit shop?
I mean, that would go together.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we're aiming for things that go together.
I think so.
Or not go together.
No, I think that I want them to go together because I don't like the first plant lamp store.
Oh, okay.
And then I said, what if it was lamp shops play along?
Ew. They sold lambs. That's gross.
Now I've got nothing until he starts talking about his brother being a fax machine. And I don't know when that is. I'm not sure if this is in the same scene or this is much later.
I don't know either, but I think my next one says, what if he could smell it? He says something over and says, like, I can't smell it. That's right. He goes, I can't smell it. So they're driving. They're going to plan to go to the Roxbury that night.
Yes, I think the fax machine part is part of that because I think he says to him, he goes, like, you know, Santog, he's like a fax machine.
Yes.
And then he just starts like listing random things fax machines do.
Yes.
And then I was like, well, if Doug was a fax machine, then he'd be redundant now.
Absolutely. Some businesses still use a fax machine. Maybe he'd evolve to an email server.
What if Doug was an email server? You get a lot of spam out of him.
Oh, graphic. That's inappropriate, David. I think that takes it too far for this
really?
Podcast.
Yes. Oh, come on.
Maybe he's a spam donor. All right, let's move on.
Okay, go.
Please. They're driving to the Roxbury, and he goes, don't worry, we're going to get in. I can smell it. So he goes, and he goes, I can't smell it. So what if he could smell it? So they wouldn't have done an abrupt break.
Yeah.
And then have the Greco man.
Okay, you jump in a bit there. You jump a long way there. I've got a few before that. So.
I'm sorry, no, there's no accident. There's no
accident. No, the accident comes later.
That's right. They go to the Roxbury and they meet the bouncer again. But this time they're going to bribe. They notice one person.
Yeah, I've still got a few before that. So,
oh, really?
So they're supposed to go. So they're not. What ends up happening is they're supposed to be able to take the car, but they don't because the dad gets upset and says, you're not going to the Roxbury.
Yes, that's right.
So I said, what if he doesn't take their car away?
Mm-hmm.
And then what if, because of the fact, like, basically what's happened is he's invited the Sandalwoods or whatever the fuck their name is.
Yes, over next
week. Over. And I said, what if Steve or Doug don't leave and go to the Roxbury that night?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it is rude to leave. Maybe they listen to the dad. Maybe Steve listens and goes, oh, we can always go another night or something.
Mm.
And they don't go that night, which means they won't run into Greco running into them and they'll never get into the club.
Yeah.
So it'll just be, and maybe, you know, maybe the thing with Emily will happen earlier.
perhaps.
You know, that sort of stuff. So I've got that they don't leave.
Yeah.
And then I'm up to the part where they try and bribe him. So basically Doug's idea is, rather than going to like the billboard and the mud and all that sort of things, they're going straight to Roxbury.
Yes.
They're not going to bother with any of the other clubs.
No, they're not going to fuck around.
Go straight to the Roxbury, right? Yeah. So they're there a heap earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't decide to do that, they don't run to Greco as well.
Yes.
And then we get to the part where we're bribing.
Yes. I said, what if rich WOG kids knew how to bribe?
They would have money.
They just don't have any cash on them because it's probably all card.
Yeah, probably.
They're looking for an ATM after this.
They do.
So
now,
they do have money. They just don't have cash.
I counted how much money they bribed him with.
Yeah. I had it until they had the change. You could see the notes. You could see a five and three ones.
Yep. So
the change lost me because I don't know who's on the coins.
It's $8.25.
Yeah.
That's how much they try and bribe.
Very generous of them.
$8.25.
Yeah. You asked me, did you notice how much they bribed him? I said, well, it was at least $8 and some change.
I had to look up Wikipedia to figure out what a Roosevelt and what a Jefferson was in coins.
Yeah.
But I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure
so
I got it.
So one was a quarter and one was a 10-cent piece.
No, because it was two Roosevelts, so two were 10-cent pieces, and the Jefferson was a 5-cent.
Okay. I thought it was only two coins, but it was three.
No, because he goes a Roosevelt and a Roosevelt and a Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got it wrong, I apologize, but if I count it right, $8.25.
No, it is. It's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
So basically, if they had enough money, mm-hmm. they wouldn't have to worry. Do you think if they bribed that he'll let them in? How much do you reckon they'd need to bribe him to let him in?
It'd have to be at least $100. At least $100.
Yeah. So if they had money.
Yeah.
I mean, what if they thought about doing this first? What if they'd seen someone bribe him the night before?
Yeah. I don't know why they think doing the same thing is going to, I mean, they're idiots, but I don't know why they think expecting different results from the same actions of rocking up and just expecting to get in.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen.
I really don't know.
So, the tactic of a bribe should have been on their radar before they even tried to go back there. But they don't. So they're attempting to try and find an ATM.
Yes.
And that's when they keep stopping. Is that? Nah, that's a
laundromat. No. Yeah, that's right. So and then, no, stopping. That's a... One of them was a Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
No way. Ed's got a fucking thing out the front.
I think they're just stupid and don't know what an ATM fucking probably even looks like.
I know. Well, this is the thing, right? So here's the massive turning point in this whole movie. What if Bridget Greco doesn't hit them?
Mm-hmm.
But what if he hits them harder and actually does a lot of damage to them?
Yes.
You know
actually
what I mean?
Injured one of them.
Exactly.
Because he complains that his neck is really sore.
Yeah, I know.
It's not based of any sort of government car.
Hits them really hard and knocks one of them out.
My neck. Yeah.
So if he knocks Doug out.
Yes. The dugout.
Steve probably just wants to take Doug to the hospital.
Yeah. But the
thing is, if Steve gets knocked out, I reckon Doug tries to weekend and burnies him back into the fucking Roxbury.
Yeah.
So.
God, that would have been entertaining as
him and Greco trying to fucking take him into the club when he's passed out. That'd be so funny.
That's so good. Chris Kattan could be a Bernie so well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
But that'd be so funny. Like, imagine them doing that, and then they're just, like, they meet the guy, and then it kind of comes to halfway through meeting Zadir,
mm-hmm.
and be hilarious. Be like, where the fuck am I?
So they do meet Zadir.
They meet Zadir.
Zadir, and they get to hang out with him.
So I said at this point, what if Zadir didn't like them? I mean, it seems to like everyone, right?
Yes.
These are good boys and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But what if he, you know... What if he doesn't like them instantly?
Yeah.
Because he seems to like them instantly and like everything they say.
Because they're Greco's friends, that's why.
Well, I think that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, just
I mean, if they were Ace Ventura's friends.
Yeah, they get in Greco.
Yeah.
What if Greco just let them in but didn't actually go in with them?
Yes, what if he just got them in and then left?
He just got them in and left, but he doesn't.
Well, he keeps turning up in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he keeps, like, doing, I just don't want to be sued. Like, what if he just offered to pay them money? He said, I'll take you to the Roxbury and I'll give you $100 or whatever. If you don't tell anyone, you know, that I ran into you.
Yeah.
But if you tell anyone, I'll find out about it.
Yeah.
You could have done that. And I think that would have been fine.
If he just gets out of the subject of the accident, he's in the free and clear.
Yeah. I mean, you
know
what?
Which is probably true.
He could have just said, hey, sorry, guys. And they would have let him off.
Yeah, 100%.
He wouldn't even have to
offer. They would have been so happy that he was him. But he just wanted to make sure they were happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which was a good idea.
Because it's not a great story.
I know, right?
The 21 Jump Street man. I swear to God.
I said, what if
he... Do you think they actually did see Emilio?
I don't know. It sounded like a pretty convincing story.
I mean, they tell the same story every time.
Yeah.
Do you think they've made up the story, or do you think they think they thought they think they think they thought they saw Amelia, or did they actually see him?
Maybe they thought they saw a tall Buddha cat.
I don't know. Maybe
they did see a mighty duck.
Did you?
Maybe.
Did you see Goldberg? It wasn't me.
Stuffed hands.
Stuffed hands, Fulton.
As they wanked him off.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
I said, speaking of...
We got Charlie Conway, except...
What if he blew his top?
He kept slipping over at the end.
Graphic.
Okay, keep going. What if he blew his top?
Yeah, what if he blew his top? What if he did grab his ass? Is he into that?
I said, what if he said that he wanted to grab his ass? Because you know when he goes, you want to grab my ass? And he goes, no. And he goes... No, why would you want to, or something like that?
Yeah.
Like he goes, he's barking up the wrong tree on this one.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
What if they just tried to, like, brown nose him and say, all right, yeah, sure, we'll grab your ass.
Yeah.
That probably gets him offside, because he doesn't like that. He just wants people to, he wants to make this joke, or whatever it is that he's doing.
What if their criticisms of the club get him offside?
Oh, yeah, of the other club.
They even badmouth, well, just the fact that, you know, when the idea of people waiting outside and the idea of swapping it around so people can party outside whilst they're waiting to get into the actual club.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that, you know,
they make fun of the mud club. They bag
over the mud club that's still his.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He just loves them. Yeah. This is a perfect night for them.
Yes.
They're exactly what they want.
He's in a good mood. He's probably taken a lot of that nose stuff that makes you flick your nostrils afterwards.
I'm sure he has.
I said, what if you could pitch business ideas in a nightclub?
Yeah.
You don't really pitch anything.
I like how he says it's too loud in here.
I know. He sounds like me. He sounds like me when we go to a restaurant or a club, and I'm like, why are they playing the music so loud? I can't talk to you.
Exactly.
He sounds like a 50-year-old man.
So Zadir says, come, like, basically, like, they go with Zadir in the limo.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if they don't
first
make...
First they dance.
Before they dance, the yeah, sorry, yeah.
And I said, what if they killed on the dance floor? Like, literally killed people.
Oh, that's right, because the girls come over to them and they pick up these girls. Hookers. That's right.
Yeah. Well, they're not hookers. They're just gold diggers.
They're gold diggers.
I said, what if they had a clue that these girls were into them for other reasons?
What if they had a clue these girls were even into them? Like, they kind of do, but then later on they kind of still trying to... do the cheese ball lines and stuff, like they're still gonna try and get in with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They just give it up. They're not getting anything out of it. They get to hang out with the deer, but they're not getting anything out of this situation. They're talking about money and stuff.
With the girls.
They're just trying to latch on to a rich guy.
I think they think the guys are rich, so if they latch on to him, they'll get stuff.
Yeah, but don't fucking the first date. Like they've already got the milk for free. Why would they buy the cow?
Yeah, true. I feel like that's
unless they think they've got like MSG vaginas.
They do.
So once you have a little bit, it's like trying to eat it again.
Yeah,
you want to have it left over in the morning.
I think so.
Maybe. I mean, it works for me.
What if there were more than this, just these two? Like, what if there are other girls that are doing the same thing, and all of a sudden they have a choice, these guys?
You guys prostitutes? No. Yes.
Yes.
Spin off.
A night at the bordello.
Yeah.
Okay, so they get into the limo.
Yes.
After all the dancing and all the fun and the hee-hee and the ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
And so they start talking about the fluffy whip.
Yes.
And they obviously have to go and they tell Dewey about the fluffy whip, and then they go say something because she can't hear you. And I said, what if instead of making fun of Dewey, like what if they didn't make fun of Dewey? If they just accepted that they couldn't hear him and they just let it go?
Yeah.
I think that... I mean, obviously, Dewey doesn't like the fact that he has to keep going back to get Fluffy Whip, right? He gets pissed off about that.
Maybe he should have earned more money from the decimal system.
Yeah, probably. I mean, maybe if he could find out where things were, he wouldn't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Huey and
Louie would probably help him.
Yeah.
But I feel like it might be enough because they mentioned the Fluffy Whip, right, which is a thing.
Yes.
Now, it's not really their fault Zadir grabs onto it.
Yeah.
But the fact that they... like try and make fun of him and talk down to him,
mm-hmm.
and he does hear it, then, you know, like, if they hadn't have done that, I reckon that they might have had more chance of doing not...
talking to him the next day.
Yeah. I think they'll have more chance of not having that issue when they get to the door and he gets rid of them, right?
No. He doesn't have to gatekeep someone who's actually good for him.
Yeah, and you know, if they had been a little bit nicer to him, it might have worked a bit better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they obviously have their little fluffy whip party, and then they take the girls back to a room.
Yes.
And we get the cheese ball wine one.
Yes.
And we get the other one just telling the Emilio story again.
That, as well as Steve turns to a fucking painting and he goes, do you ever think that we're looking at this painting, but the painting and the lady painting is looking at us?
I like that. That's actually really clever.
I know, because I said, what if Steve's weird David fucking thoughts were a turn on?
I was like, yeah, that's actually a really good one. I like that one.
So fucking new, ridiculous.
I think I've seen a show like that before.
Yes,
actually.
I know. I'm sure it's probably Black Mirror or some shit.
There's but definitely it was one
not,
like that.
Not a turn on. Doesn't get me moist. Just a heads up.
Cool.
Yeah, just so you know.
But what if it did?
What if it didn't?
What if it did?
What if it didn't?
Okay,
what if they wanted to do it even though they were virgins? Just because they're virgins, they don't actually want to do it.
Yeah.
Like they do, but they don't. There's no.
I know, it's weird. They seem nervous.
And they just, yeah.
You'd think they'd just be like, yep, this is happening.
Yeah, but they're not. They're like trying to, oh, I'm going to go talk to my brother because they just don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's weird.
The weirdest thing, right?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense at all when they do that.
What if they were dancing with Donald Trump? I wonder if he would have grabbed him in the pussy.
Oh, he definitely would have.
Yeah.
So next day, so they pulled a number, which I love the fact that after all of that,
the sex and they
get
excited
about they're pulling a number.
Yeah, the number is to get the sex. They got the sex.
You've already done it, dude.
Yes. Now you move on and fuck something else.
Yeah, well, then they're not going to because they're committed long-term relationship.
Their relationship now. So they get back to the next scene is them at the flower store.
Then they go to visit Zadir next. Or do they go to the flower store?
They go to the
flower store. That's
flower.
Right. They do.
Yeah. And
the dad's upset.
What's Stephen? What's the other one's name?
Doug.
Doug's there and he's looking through his diary.
Yes.
And then Steve rocks up and Steve's bought post-its in two different sizes. He's bought Doug a mug.
He bought a Doug mug.
And then Doug's talking about having a meeting.
Making
and then
a
having
pre-meeting
a
pre-meeting
about the meeting. Yep. And he goes, are you free?
And he opens it up.
Opens up a brand new diary and checks it. And I said, what if Steve, the smart brother, knew he was free without looking at his brand new sealed diary?
He's the dumb brother. Steve is for sure the dumb one.
You said Steve was the
smarter one. No, I said Doug was the smarter one. Doug's manipulative. Doug's much smarter than Steve.
No, I don't know.
But it's a very small scale that we're on here.
I don't know. Anyway, and then there's the scene where they have a huge fight with the dad.
Yep. Basically.
And they quit.
Yeah, basically they quit. Like, because they're not like very good for the store anyway.
No, and I feel like they've got something in the pipeline now, so they don't need the store anymore.
Exactly. They don't need the dad. The dad was mean to them already.
Yep.
Like, if he had let them take the car and stuff, if he'd been a bit more supportive, then they probably wouldn't have acted that way. But they're petulant little brats.
They're using the car from work, though, so I don't.
No, that's the van. I'm talking about their actual car.
No, I know that. But they, like, I don't know why he lets them take the work van.
He just takes it.
Just let them have their car. They've taken the work vehicle, so he's got no transport for his fake plants.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, I'd be a better parent, but that's just me.
Of course.
So
they go to Zadir's office.
Before they do.
Okay.
They're trying to leave. They had to pack the van, and then I think they could go.
That's right, Emily.
And as they're packing the van, Emily rocks up.
Yep.
And I said, what? And he goes, you got nice bulbs, I think he said.
Yes, he says you have nice bulbs.
And I said, what if he actually did mean that her tits were nice? Because he said, that's not a euphemism.
Well, she's holding them out there.
Yes,
I love the fact that she starts this movie as the sweet girl next door and whatever, and she just keeps being the sweet girl next door.
Yeah, no,
she's being
not.
Suggestive and everything like that.
And she's a raging slut.
Well, it's not even she's a raging slut. She doesn't even want him. She just wants... Yeah, anyway, we'll get to it.
She has aspirations. She wants to change him.
Yeah, she does.
She wants to have a piece
she's
of
a
clay
monster.
That she can fuck. She is a bit monster.
She's a monster.
She's got plans.
Well, he's got plans and she's got plans.
That's right. She's got plans.
Have we got to Zadir yet?
Yeah, they must have. They must go.
That's straight where they go the next. Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, see the girls after that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what if they accidentally in the hallway run into Zadir?
Mm.
So he's walking in the hallway, close. Right? They get close to him.
Yeah.
What if they time it just right, and when they walk up, he's there, and he looks across near the reception and sees the boys. They're like, "Oh, boys!"
Yeah. Yeah. There would be nothing else after this, yeah.
Everything's solved. They don't have to worry about the girls, whatever. They probably become very successful. Probably successful with the club, right? So he kind of, you know, has the club and cuts them in and everything.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden those girls, they're not losers anymore because they own part of a club.
Yeah.
So they probably, those gold diggers probably bleed them dry.
Yeah, 100%. They would keep them together.
And they would just keep asking for stuff and these boys would just keep giving it to them.
Yep, and they would miss out on their true loves.
Exactly. So it's terrible.
Yep.
And it would be really bad. But they would also wouldn't go through this bad point where everything goes wrong for them.
Correct.
So is that
bottom and fight.
And I said, what if they did the Palatine Records trick? When they get kicked out, they go back in and pretend to be delivery guys.
Yeah, with a fake gun and then hold everybody hostage.
Well, no, I was talking about the Palatine part, but they can do the other part.
Do that for the radio. Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it for the other part.
Yeah, it works. It's efficient.
Okay, so after that, they decide they're going to talk to their girlfriend.
Yes. And I said, what if Doug knew how a pager worked?
Just keep hitting the pound sign.
And Steve's like, I think you've got to put your number first, then the pound. So the dumb idiot is now telling the so-called smart kid.
Yes.
What to
do. I didn't say he was smart. I just said he was smarter than Steve.
Oh, yeah. The dumb one is telling the smarter one.
Okay, not on everything. He's obviously dumber in some things.
Thank you.
But I'm telling you this.
They take turns. They have odds and evens of what they can and can't achieve.
I would say on an overall academic ability, I would say Doug is smarter, right? But
common sense thing, Steve can't figure that out.
Steve is terrible with some things. Yeah,
he knew exactly how to use a pager.
Yeah, he knows how to do that. That's the only thing he knows in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was surprising. Oh, dear. Although he has aspirations for the plant store, so that's also a weird thing too. He was thinking about ideas for the plant store, and that sets Doug off. He's so upset.
That's right.
How pages work. I said, what if they stayed and hung out at the bar with the girls instead of making them leave?
Yeah, exactly.
Because then they wouldn't have shown the car, and then they still would have been interested, and they might get a night of sesh with them.
Yeah, maybe.
And that may change things.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But eventually they're going to find out that they're not who they say they are.
Yeah.
Or who they think they are.
They're driving back on some sort of freeway and it's bumper to bumper.
Yes.
And they're arguing. And I said, what if Steve just shut up? Doug asked him just to shut up. But Steve keeps going. So if he just shut up, might have prolonged the fact that they may not have had this massive fight.
Yeah, I've just got what if they don't argue.
Yeah, just both be sad together. But they have to fight with each other.
Yeah, I think that they're just frustrated with everything because they've missed out on everything that they want because they want Zadir to talk to him and they've been told that he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then they had these awesome girlfriends and now they're not awesome anymore.
Everything they had in the
past. They don't even understand why. You know what? These boys still don't understand why these girls are acting like this.
Yeah.
Because they don't even understand these girls are gold diggers and they're not rich enough for them.
Yeah, it goes over their head.
But that's the stupid thing is that these boys live in a massive fucking house.
Mm.
They might be rich enough for these girls.
Yeah, they actually probably aren't too bad off. They do say that, you know, Dad took our car away.
Yeah.
That means they come from money, but they're still not interested. They want people who they can control the money.
They want Mr. Takashiki or his name was.
Yes.
I can't think of the guy's name now. But the guy who was at the bar, they just want that. They want whatever they can get.
So you see the next scene of Doug moving out into the pool house,
I think
it's called.
Yeah.
Like granny flat.
He moves in the pool house, but he hasn't got HBO.
No. Yeah. And then there's a whole montage of, it changes from Steve hanging with Emily and having lots of sex. And Doug being miserable and lonely and going to clubs by himself.
Yep. So I've got pictures for that.
Yep. So I've got one for when Doug goes to a club by himself.
Okay, you can do yours then.
He bounces off one person dancing another one and then he bounces into a dude.
Yes.
Who's actually happy to dance with him.
Yes.
And I said, what if Doug changed teams?
So I've got, what if Doug was actually now successful at the clubs because it's a lot less intimidating being just one guy.
Yes.
And maybe because now he's had sex as well,
yeah,
he might be a little bit more confident.
Maybe.
And maybe not act so much like a douche.
I don't think confidence was anything.
No, no, not confidence so much, but that know what he's doing a bit better.
Yeah.
Like, what if he actually got success at the club now?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I mean, he's still going to be upset about his brother.
Yeah.
But at least he's going to be like, well, I'm on the right track here because I'm getting the ladies and whatever.
If he gave more fucks, he gives zero fucks, which is what lets him down. I think he probably could have pulled more girls if he'd just given the same sort of fucks that he did, because he doesn't seem to put any care in his appearance anymore.
No, he doesn't care. He's not shaving. He's nothing.
And then I said, what if Steve made customers kill themselves?
Oh, Jesus Steve Christ. Steve
saying, I'll never leave you. It'll never die. Oh, my God. This woman looks like she's about to slip her wrist.
Because Steve is now basically under Emily's thumb at this point.
Yes, yeah.
And he's just going to work for his dad until, wherever.
Yeah. So he starts fucking Emily.
Yes.
And I said, what if her pussy was that good? Doesn't seem that it's that good.
I don't know. I just think that
he's happy to be getting sex in general, but I don't think her pussy's worth it.
Yeah, but I think Steve doesn't have any direction any other way. Yeah. She's giving him all the direction. She's being Doug, right?
Yeah.
What's happened is that Steve had Doug telling him what to do.
Yes.
When Doug leaves, Emily just fills that gap.
Yes.
And when Emily tells him what to do, he just does it.
Yeah.
Because he has no fucking free will.
No, he doesn't. He has no sort of process of his own.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So if he got some free will, it'd be interesting. He actually stood up for himself. He tries to a couple of times.
Yes.
And she just tells him he's an idiot.
No.
Sure. That's exactly what Doug says to him, too. She manages
to pull him back with her pussy.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But she says IKEA, so it's okay.
Yeah. He's weirded out by that, but he doesn't move on at that point.
No. So then I've got the part where Doug meets the personal trainer guy at the club.
Before that.
Okay.
I said, what if she managed to help him be a better person? Like, what if he responds well and he starts learning business and he actually makes something of himself?
Yeah.
No offense. They're like, I don't know what age they are, but they're not doing anything with their lives.
No, they're not.
So she just wants him to be better. She's not.
Yeah, she's made out to be a bad guy. Yeah. But in some senses, she's actually a good thing. She's actually
trying to be helped. Yeah, she really likes him, but she wants him to be successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I don't think that's a terrible idea.
No.
But she's trying to change everything he is. Like, he changes all his shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What if IKEA was orgasmic?
It really is.
Do you want to do a late night shopping trip to IKEA later?
I think Bed Bath and Beyond.
We don't have those here.
I know, but I want to see what
we Beyond don't have is. One of those.
I want to see what that is, because I always want to see someone doing Gangnam Style.
Well, maybe. I'm just waiting for that guy to do Gangnam Style. And then, yes, the PT is his wingman at the club.
At the club, right?
At one of them.
And I said, what is the PT guy's name? Greg?
Yes.
I said, what if Greg could only talk in muscle bar names or in candy bar names? He'd be like, I'm just out here for a picnic.
I think we need to have a timeout. You're such a flake.
I just keep Violet crumbling under pressure.
You want to put it in my Twix?
Should we go to your place or Mars?
Oh, God. I want a peanut scorcher over here.
You want to see my honey nut log? You know what I mean? I mean,
yep.
Well, that's a good stuff. Yeah. He wants to see her kitty cat.
Yep, a kit cat. Not kitty cat. Kitty cat.
I want to see your kit cat.
Do you mind if I insert a scotch finger?
Oh, see?
No, too much?
Hey, you big tat.
I'm going to milk arrowroot you. That does sound really exceptional.
It really is. That's a lot.
I know. Also, what if PTs use such an extended vocabulary?
I know. He uses
such big words.
I feel like he's supposed to be a meathead idiot, but he really does use big words.
He does, yeah.
I feel like he's trying to use it to make himself feel like he's smarter.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to use words like that. Like, it's not what he would do, but he's trying to
take him seriously.
Because the thing is, all right, I know you think Doug's dumb, but Doug's probably about the same intelligence as what Greg is. Greg's pretty fucking dumb too.
Yeah, yes.
There's
stupidity galore going on in all corners of the globe in this movie.
Yeah, like, Greg's pretty dumb as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like how Greg's like an old high school friend.
Yeah.
Did you notice the fact when they said something about they went to high school for 7 years?
Yes. Well, maybe it was high school.
Well, their high school goes for 4 in America.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, because they have different.
Yeah, they have three lots of four. Well, we've got two lots of six.
Oh, okay.
But they do high school for 4 years.
So and they must have repeated.
They said they were there for seven.
I wonder who repeated.
Well, I don't know.
Someone might have. Maybe the brothers, probably, most likely.
The brothers Kabarik. Anyway.
So then they're having dinner.
Yep.
Before the wedding,
yes,
with her parents and his parents and grandparents.
Yep.
And I said, what if Toast were saying, what's up to old people?
Yeah, what's up to old people?
What's up, old people? What if spousal murder was perfectly normal feeling?
They really are.
He talks about
yeah,
so many methods of her death. And the father just went,
he
normal.
Doesn't care. The dad just wants it so he can expand his business.
Yeah, he's slightly concerned with his son's feelings, but then goes, that's normal. So, I mean, a lot of people, married people, probably do feel like that way, especially if their husband's a snorer. Or he turns around and elbows you in the nose. That's a normal expectation.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to kill them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been there.
Well, I haven't been there. I've got a husband that snores.
No. So, yeah, you don't even have a wife that snores. Now, what if Steve What if Steve had half a brain?
Well, if David had half a brain, didn't say no comment just then. What if Steve had half a brain?
I know you can't resist.
I can't resist.
You have to say.
It's like one of those big time bars. I can't resist.
My next one is at the wedding.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. So we've got, I don't know. I don't know if you could say this one, but I was going to say, like, what if Doug doesn't, you know, like, care enough to actually intervene here?
Because
because Steve just gets married.
I don't know what happens at this point for him to change his mind. There's no defining moment.
Oh, no. Steve calls Doug and leaves a voicemail. He leaves a pretend voicemail the night before.
Yeah.
And he says, my wedding or stuff like that. I think what Doug realizes is Steve does really miss him. And then he also realizes that he misses Steve, right?
Right.
And I think he also realizes that Steve's trying to call out for help, saying, like, I don't really want to do this, but no one will let me get out of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like...
All right. I didn't think about the phone call.
I feel like that phone call is a big, important thing. So if he doesn't call him, or if Doug is out somewhere because he just doesn't want to deal with it, and he just doesn't get... Because he hasn't got a voice machine.
No.
He's just...
Yes.
He's just a phone.
Beep. I love that. So then the next day is the wedding.
Yeah, and I went, what if she wasn't openly a douche at her own wedding?
Yes, she is.
She just yells at people. She yells at Greg.
Yeah.
She yells at the grandma.
Yes, like the grandma.
Grandma, get off the phone! You notice everyone's on the fucking phone at this wedding?
Yes, yeah. So niche that everyone's got mobile phones in 1998.
I know, it's really
They're
funny.
They're all using them. I said, what if weddings did start with a whistle or a buzzer?
There was a whistle or a buzzer.
That was awesome.
Oh.
If the bridesmaid was into it?
Was it?
Dude, it's your wedding. Just wait till after.
What if Richard Grieco doesn't turn up?
Yes.
Because he doesn't think he's going to get sued.
Yes, that's right. I love the fact that he turns up to the wedding still. They're still thinking he's owed. He's just going to keep listening in. I said, what if Doug chimed in too late?
He almost does.
He's missed the opportunity to speak now forever, you hold your peace.
Yeah.
And then he's just about to announce the man and wife. Sorry, it's already been done.
It's pretty much already over.
Yes. Yeah.
But baby, don't hurt me no more.
No more. No more.
I love how she keeps yelling at him. Don't move your head.
Oh, that's so stupid. So stupid. What if Richard Grieco didn't stop their dad? Like, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if Grieco's not there?
Yeah.
Because Grieco...
But Grieco doesn't have to intervene. He can just let it all happen.
He could just let it happen.
He could be like the PT who's just laughing the whole time. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, he thinks it's hilarious. His reaction to this whole thing happening, he loves it. I don't know.
He's so good.
He's so funny. He's just so happy.
What if the PT guy just wanted to fuck your favorite lamp?
Yeah. Yeah, he could have.
Give you some honey.
That's it. What if Richard Grieco became the next Dr. Phil? He could be Dr. Dick.
Dr. Dick.
He looked like such a dick to me.
Oh, my God. And what if he actually had brought his friend Johnny Depp with him?
Correct. Yeah.
Well, is Johnny Depp going to meet you here?
I'd listen to him. Dead jump. What if your weight... No, sorry.
Whoa. What if my weight?
No, that's right. I jumped the gun. So my next one isn't too until they walk into not the Roxbury.
Oh, I've got, okay.
They don't walk into the Roxbury. They drive past the club that's their club.
Yeah, okay. It's not the Roxbury, that's right at the very end.
Yeah, it's way.
There's one scene between those two.
Yep.
There's the scene where they're at the bridge and they start playing the music from Jerry Maguire start saying the lines from Jerry Maguire. And I said, what if they had chosen a different rom-com ending?
Yeah.
So rather than the Jerry Maguire one, what if one of them was wearing granny panties? And then they were running through the snow. What if one of them
kissed and one of them became their true form?
That's true. Yeah.
As an ogre.
There's a good one.
Mm.
Light
your titch forks. No, titch forks.
Don't light your titch forks.
No, please don't light anyone's tits on fire unless you have consent.
What if one of them got on the phone and said that they were sleepless in Seattle?
Mm. Or Seattle.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie, so I don't actually know what the end of that movie is. I think they meet on the top of the...
Space Needle.
Yeah, something. They meet at the top of something. Yeah, Empire Space State Building.
No, it's a Space Needle.
No, but I think they meet in New York. I think she's in... I don't know. I think he's in Seattle.
Yeah, isn't that the ad they put in the paper? Something like Sleepless
in Seattle. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I don't know any other rom-coms, so...
Yeah, maybe they get knocked up.
Maybe.
All
right.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else, so I'm just going to chime in.
They drive past, and that's our club idea. And then they go in and
they get pissed. Yeah.
They're on the list.
Yes.
So they let them in.
Yeah.
And then
they're on the list, and then they actually, like, when they say they're on the list, they're actually going to start to argue or whatever, or they're going to go, and they actually can't believe they're on the list.
Yeah, they're such shocked that they're like, are you sure? Like, mm-hmm. sort of reaction.
Yeah.
What
if he hadn't put them on the list? What if he had forgotten their names?
Yes.
Because the youngest introduced very quickly to them.
And I'm also sorry, if you really wanted to find them...
You could look up Batabi.
Yes, the yellow pages and the white pages did exist back then.
He could have found them. He really could have found them.
It's a bit... Like, they were a start of the internet in 98, but come on. Anyway, so he meets
them... Maybe he called the house and the dad told him to fuck off.
Yeah, maybe. He meets them and says, this is our club. And I said... what if he tried to cut them out of the idea? Like, what if he, you know, denied them any?
Yeah, any Sydney sort of is not credit, like that, though. That's the thing.
Well, he should but be. What if he's a businessman, that's smart business. Why would you give them credit and give them a club that they only just thought the idea?
Yeah.
They didn't put any money towards it.
No, they didn't. What if he says, you know, he said, I'll cut you in, but he cut them in at like 1%?
Yeah.
Like, so they can come to the club as much as they want, but they're only getting, like, a very small percentage. Because
apparently now they're managing the fucking place.
Well, they think they are.
Well, they know they are, because all of a sudden I said, what if your staff knew you before they ever met you?
Yeah,
Mr. They're just walking around, Mr. Batabi, can you check on this? Can you sign this? Yeah, that looks in order. How did they know that he was... They didn't... What? They never
met... I don't know. I don't know, Lisa. What? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, my brain!
So anyway. So my next one...
Mm.
Which you I haven't
said you had
down.
None left.
I've got none. I just thought of one.
Oh.
What if the call center girl and the cop weren't friends?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it works out in a nice package.
Yes, it's very convenient that they're like sistery best friends.
Yes.
For the two brothers. No, yes.
Yes, exactly.
And they do the same joke. So yes. They're perfect for
each
other.
They're exactly perfect for them.
Yep.
And what if she couldn't have that night off?
I don't know how that cop puts up with him. Fair enough, the idiot working at the credit thing, she's got no aspirations to do anything good. So she's just working at a job where she just approves credit cards. Whoop-de-fucking-do. I just thought that was amazing.
Okay, you keep coming with your ones then.
I've only got one more left.
Yep, go.
And it's just, what if they didn't decide to pull up to the bar so they would never have met up with the girls and recognized them and... Yeah, and got somewhere with some ladies.
What if Cammy and whatever were also at the bar and they said they were interested before they got to these girls? Would they have taken them back?
Oh, I think they would have.
I think they would have too.
Yeah, because they still don't realise why they broke up with them.
Exactly. I think they would have just gone, maybe because we weren't, you know, successful or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're successful now, so we're going to get the girls.
Yeah.
Maybe, there you go.
Girls get the girls.
And so does the money, apparently.
So do them.
Yep. So that's it. Night at the Roxbury.
Yep.
I know you love it because...
It is one of my favourites.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a very weird movie, but it's a good movie. It's your choice. And next episode is going to be episode 100.
It is.
It is. So this is like... if you guys are listening to this And, you know, like, I don't know why you wouldn't listen to the next episode, but please do.
Yep.
I'm going to do a little bit of, I'm going to work out a couple of things, and we're going to do a little bit of, not trivia so much, but just some stat kind of things. Mm-hmm. Not too heavy on the stats, but bit of funness.
Yep.
A little bit of a celebration, but we're still going to do a proper episode.
Yep.
So Lisa's going to tell us what movie it's going to be.
I am.
And are you going to, you're going to have a bit of a think about it?
Yes, please. Okay, so a lot of pressure for the 100th episode.
There is no pressure.
There is a lot of pressure.
No. I did episode one.
100 movie. No, you didn't. We did that together.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
Yep, I'm right. You're wrong.
Are you going to do half of 200 cigarettes?
I'm going to cut those 100 girls in half.
Oh, no. Yeah. Cut the 100 girls.
I don't know why I'm making 50. That's 200. Anyway. Okay.
You keep doing 100 girls. I'm talking about 200 cigarettes, not 100 girls.
I don't want to talk about
Michael Davis, our good friend Michael Davis, is not part of this episode or any subsequent episode, may I say.
He shouldn't have been part of any episode.
We'll never pick another one
of these. All right. So yes. My movie choice for next week is going to be Deadpool.
Oh, I love Deadpool.
Wade Wilson, Ryan Reynolds.
Wade Wilson.
So, yeah, we're gonna watch that one because it's funny and... Yeah. And they're bringing out the new Deadpool movie that's got Wolverine in it, and it looks fucking hilarious, the new Deadpool movie.
Plus, if you get Deadpool and you turn it upside down, the last three letters back the other way is 100.
Ooh, is 100, yeah, or Lou.
Or Lou, Loop. Yeah.
Yep.
Or Lou, yeah. It is a Lou, yes.
It's Loop-de-ed. Loop-de-ed. Loop-de-ed.
Is this our first superhero movie?
Beetlejuice?
No, he's an anti-hero. That's not a superhero.
I think he's a good anti-hero.
No, unless you're going to call Indiana Jones a superhero.
No, he's not a superhero. He's just a man.
What about Jack Sparrow? He's not a superhero.
No, he's a drunk man.
So that's it. Man. He's got to be first superhero movie.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I'm glad we're the first superhero and we're doing is him because he's good.
He's good.
And he's inappropriate. And he's well and truly fits in the realm of superheroism.
Yes.
Yeah. I sound drunk now.
Yes. Well, I bet you my hand looks big in this. No, that's all right.
I know my hand looks big against it, so.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Actually, no. The other bit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I bet it looks huge in this hand.
That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I just made every connotation that it was small dick involved.
Yeah, we were talking about small dicks.
Yeah, no. Anyway, we had a conversation about
small Richard Grieco's.
This is great with our children.
Yeah, small Richard Grieco's.
Yes. All right. Dr. Dick. You look like a dick to me. Anyway, thank you for listening. I wish we could do Fired Up again.
We can if you want. We'll just start from number one again. Because I got the first choice of one. We'll just do all 100 episodes again.
No. We're not doing fucking some of those terrible ones again. I'm not doing fucking Leon again. I am not doing
Me
Girls.
And My Mates versus the Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh,
ever.
Come on, that was quality.
No, it wasn't.
It's better than 100 so Girls again.
Hey, look, I got to say, one of our best episodes has never been kissed. Even the movie wasn't that great.
It's problematic.
It was such a problem.
Oh my god.
One of my favorites. You know what we should do for next time?
To report myself after.
Think about the 100 movies that we've done.
Yep.
And I want you to name what your favorite movie of all those is and what your favorite episode is, and if it's the same.
And then maybe we could see
discuss.
Yeah,
which one we
crowd
think
about
is our...
it and clap it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Like a Ford Focus.
Yeah, Focus. Well, thank you for letting us be in your ear holes. We will enjoy to be in your ear holes.
Oh, please
again
don't talk about holes. So many holes.
No, there's lots of holes.
So many dicks and holes.
No, I never said dick.
I
Jeez.
Said Dr. Dick. You said
and
Dr. Dick. Yes,
I'm
you did.
I'm talking about ear holes. Look, if you're into oral, that's your thing. And I'd thank you to stay out of my personal affairs. So, yeah, if you, just get some cotton tip in it because it's just a bit dirty from being in here a lot. Just give them a good clean out because you want to hear our voices nice and crisp on our 100th episode next week.
100.
And we will talk to you then, or we will not talk to you at all.
Yeah, we'll talk at them.
Oh, okay. Unless I die. If I die and I can't talk
Jesus
to you.
Jesus Christ. Then you're in the Deadpool, won't you?
I'll win the Deadpool. Link it. Love
I know.
It.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
If we don't die.
Bye.